Welcome to Lesson 34, Investments and Expenses. This one's short because there's really only one difference between investments and expenses. Both are when money is going out of your business, but an expense is one where there's no expected return or gain from that expense. For example, most of us buy postage stamps and don't expect to turn them into new income. But hiring a virtual assistant to help free up our time so that we can focus on IPA becomes an investment. All of it is money out, but are you spending or investing your outgo? Here's something else to consider. Almost anything could be an investment or an expense. Those stamps could be an investment if you use them to send invitations to buy your newest offer. That VA could be an expense if you've got them doing busy work or you've decided to blow off the afternoon instead of using that freed up time for IPA. It all depends on your intention. The goal is for as much of your outgo as possible to be an investment in the future of your business or you, instead of an expense that does little to nothing for the future of your company or you. That said, not everything can be an investment. We pay taxes and licensing fees and other things that may not feel like a direct path to improving the future of your company. Rent, instead of paying a mortgage, may also be an expense that doesn't feel like an investment. The idea here isn't to get super judgy or resentful about the money going out of your company, but to create an awareness of where your money is going and how much of it you're allocating to expenses and how much of it you're allocating to income. As much as possible, you want your expenses to flex with the income of your company. Fixed expenses can tank a company. So many businesses went under during the pandemic of 2020. They had fixed overhead expenses and no way to bring in revenue to cover those costs. That's one of the reasons I enjoy having an online business. There are fewer fixed costs and more variable ones in most cases. Think about your company's income. If it currently meets or exceeds your outgo, you can celebrate and take a closer look at what's going out. If you've got a lot of expenses, are they fixed or variable? If they're fixed, are they necessary? What if your income dropped 20%? Could you still cover those fixed expenses? Take a look at your variable expenses in the same light. Knowledge is power, so don't skip this important work. It gives you all important clarity so that you are prepared for the ups and downs of future business cycles. Remember, business is cyclical. Now, look at your investments. What kind of return are you getting on those investments? When you look at your team costs, are you earning back as much or more than you're paying your team with the time that you freed up for yourself? If not, what needs to shift? Remember, we're talking return on resources here, so not just money, but time, energy, effort, and attention as well. Sometimes it makes sense to cut expenses or reduce your investment when cash flow isn't where you'd like it to be. Other times, it makes sense to stay the course or even stretch yourself a bit further to invest in growth. Now, I'm not a big fan of building up a lot of debt for yourself. Let me be clear. But in some cases, debt can be a helpful tool to help you grow. The key here is in looking at how long it takes to repay the debt you've accumulated. If it's a short window, say a few months, and you can clearly see where the money's going to come from to pay it back, then it makes sense to consider taking on the debt. On the other hand, if it's going to be years to repay it, and you don't have a clear and realistic understanding of where the money is going to come from to repay that debt, then I'd advise against it. It's not an investment if it's not bringing you a positive return on your resources. If it's creating a bunch of anxiety for you, that's not a positive return on your resources. And you need to be careful about seeing something as an investment when it's more like playing the lottery and playing that you'll win big. Can you clearly see a path to a positive return on your resource investment? If it's foggy, if you're not sure, then it's still too much of a gamble to be a true investment. And I'm here to tell you that that level of uncertainty is going to vary from person to person and the years of experience that you have in business. As you become more seasoned in developing your business, you'll be able to look at these potential investments and have a clearer sense of, yeah, I can pay that off in a year. Yeah, I can pay that off in a few months. Oh, I still don't have a clue how long that's going to take. And that's fine. That comes with experience. Sometimes it's worth it to wait a little longer to make the investment so that you can pay in full instead of making monthly payments. And this is really about knowing and being able to project your cash flow for the duration of the payment period. So for example, if you are fairly certain you will have the revenue to cover the monthly payments on a 15-month loan or a 12-month program, then it might make sense to make the payments. But if you get substantial savings for paying in full, it might make more sense to save up that money on your own before making the investment so that you can pay in full without making payments. This is why it's crucial to know your numbers. If you can't begin to project what your future income will look like, then everything is a gamble. So don't be taking out loans. Now, what about savings? Well, we're going to cover that in a lesson all by itself. For now, your assignment is to look at your cash outlays, what's going out of your business on a monthly, weekly, annually, quarterly basis. You got to see when and where the money is going. Remember to include all the ways that money flows out of your business and determine what's an investment and what's an expense. And recognize you may change your mind on that stuff later, but for now, what is it for you today? Then see where you can shore things up. Maybe there's some expenses that you need to convert into investments by maximizing them and taking better advantage of using them. Determine what's an investment, what's an expense, see what you can shore up, and then record your results and celebrate. Less than half of all creative entrepreneurs do this important work, and that's one of the reasons why this is not the first lesson in this money series, because people would look at this and freak out and be like, I'm done. So we're not doing that here. This is about helping you get clarity. In our next lesson, you're going to learn about the 5 elements of a noble empire and how to build one for yourself. And I will see you there.